Chapter 6. Progressive Plantation. White Supremacy as a Weapon of Re-Enslavement. It was a menace to society itself that the Negro should thus of a sudden be set free and left without tutelage or restraint. Woodrow Wilson, History of the American People. In the critical election year of 1912, the progressive African-American scholar W.E.B. Du Bois faced a choice. Should he endorse the former Republican, Theodore Roosevelt, now running on the progressive Bull Moose ticket, or the Democrat, Woodrow Wilson, also running on a progressive platform? In general ideological terms, both men were similar, and Du Bois, sharing the same outlook, could hardly distinguish them on that basis. Even so, on racial grounds alone, the choice for Du Bois should have been an easy one. Du Bois knew that the Democrats, both in the North and the South, had been the party of the old plantation. They had fought to protect the plantation through the Civil War and had largely, successfully blocked Republican Reconstruction. Far from repenting of their long legacy of bigotry and enslavement, the Democrats, especially in the South, were scheming for ways to restore and reinvent the plantation in the 20th century. Wilson was part of this scheme. A Virginia Democrat who as a young boy had watched in horror as Union armies occupied the South, this trauma had inevitably shaped his basic worldview. True, Wilson as a young man migrated north to New Jersey, where he became the president of Princeton and governor of the state. This northern experience changed Wilson, but not in the way we might think. Instead of moving away from his old bigotries, Wilson acquired new fortification for them in the so-called scientific racism of the fin de siècle. In short, he became even more racist than he had been before. We see this in Wilson's scholarly output, which we can assume that Du Bois, himself an historian and sociologist, knew well. In 1889, Wilson published The State, a survey on the origins of government and civilization, drawing on a new scientific taxonomy devised in Europe.